Parshas Mishpatim offers us a legal code prescribing many positive and negative mitzvahs. Obviously, there's nothing unusual about that. After all, Torah means hoiroo, instruction, teaching. The Torah instructs and guides us with its 613 commandments and its numerous accounts of events. What is special about this parsha, however, is that it deals for a great part with precepts about interhuman relationships. Precepts about how to act in cases of personal conflicts, cases of claims and counterclaims, incidents of causing damage to others, and so forth. These are matters similar or equal to those found in the civil codes of practically every society. The 613 mitzvot of the Torah are generally divided into three groups: Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Eidus, testimonies, refers to mitzvot which recall events that displayed divine grace and intervention. The Shabbat, Pesach, Sukkot, and so forth, and the mitzvot directly relating to these would be of the category of Eidus. Chukim, decrees, are commandments ordained by God for whatever divine reason which defies our human understanding. And we observe them as a simple act of submission and obedience to the divine will. The laws of purity and impurity would be an example. Mishpatim, judgments, are precepts and laws which practical reason or common sense would compel us to follow even if they had not been ordained by the Torah. They are not rituals like the Eidus, nor super-rational like the Chukim, but rational principles dictated by common sense. Prohibitions against murder, theft, assault, damaging others' property, and so forth would be examples of this category. No society can exist without such laws. Our parsha prescribes many of these precepts. In fact, it begins, Ve'ele ha-mishpotim, these are the judgments that you shall set before them. Now this raises a question. If these laws are so self-evidently rational principles, which common sense dictates to Jew and non-Jew alike, which all nations and societies adopt on their own, why then the need for Torah to ordain them? We would practice them anyhow, even if they had not been ordained. Moreover, our sages note that the initial word of our parsha, ve'ele, and these are, is a conjunction, relating and adding what follows to that which preceded, thus making this a direct continuation of the parsha preceding it. In the preceding parsha, we learn about the revelation at Sinai, the giving of the Torah to Israel. Ve'ele ha-mishpotim, therefore, states that the laws following now are a continuation of that event. This means that just as the Ten Commandments were ordained by God at Mount Sinai, so also all the mishpatim, all these self-evident laws in this parsha. Why this emphasis? The phrase Ve'ele ha-mishpotim, however, teaches us that we do and must practice these laws not because we want to, not because it makes sense to us, not simply because they are of social benefit, but because God commanded us to do so. Man is blessed with the gift of reason and intelligence. Our mind can devise a rational code of behavior all on its own. but the human mind and intelligence can also play cruel tricks on us. Everyone has a philosophy of life of his own, and everyone thinks that his ideas are sensible, correct, rational, and moral. This applies to both Democrats and fascists, to humanitarians no less than to tyrants, to religious people as well as to atheists. Human reason has provided us with some of the greatest benefits of life. By the same token, however, human reason has also been used and misused to rationalize every crime under the sun. What we accept today as good and fair may be modified or rejected tomorrow, and vice versa. Our perspectives keep changing all the time. Human reason, even the so-called self-evident principles, are extremely dangerous criteria. Everyone thinks that he is objective and rational, even if he stands alone in contradiction to everybody else. Thus we need a truly objective standard from a truly objective and reliable source. Only God, only divine revelation, only Torah can provide that. That is why it is necessary for the Torah to legislate for us even a code of Mishpatim. That is why the Torah emphasizes Ve'eleh HaMishpatim, and these are the judgments, that this category of mitzvahs, dealing with civil laws and civil behavior, is as much part of Torah, as much part of Sinai, as much part of the divine will and order, just as the Eidos and Chukim, the purely religious and ritualistic precepts.